You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This is the Dom and Jeremy show. Hanging out on a Friday as people slip and slide their way to work, taking their kids to school. You got some icy roads. Just be aware before you leave the house what you're going to be dealing with.
It is one of those things. If you do park outside, give yourself a few more minutes because it's icy. Your door is going to be frozen shut.
Oh.
No fun.
30 minutes away from the Mindbender. It's a good one today. We'll have that coming up. But right now, we are ready to get to Facebook messages and good old-fashioned email. So hit it.
Email. We get email. We get your email every day. Here's your mail today.
Jeremy, we tell people there are two ways to reach out in touch. What are those two ways?
Yeah, they're biggies, too. Go to mix100.com, which is the station's website. You can find us up at the top of that website. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link. Or make your way over to Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Here we go. This was from Eve. We have two of them. First one from Eve. Dom and Jeremy, I've heard you both talk about wanting a house with a secret passage. Yes.
All day long.
Yes.
Yes.
She says, I wanted to tell you that we just got back from visiting my uncle in Oregon to see his new house, and he had them build a secret passage.
Oh, that's awesome.
She says, it's behind a bookshelf, which opens, and you go down a little hidden hallway, and it comes out in the big walk-in closet in the master bedroom.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's the coolest thing I've ever seen in a house, and I knew you'd be jealous.
Of course, it's a
bookcase. Hope you get one someday. Love my boys in the morning. Yeah, I know, but there's only so many ways you can... Disguise it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah. My basement is unfinished, and I do want to, when we do finish it, I'm going to put some sort of something down there, a room or a little back hallway or a panic room, something. There needs to be something in there.
I got to see a house. There was a guy who used to be on this show back in the 90s. His name was Ray Zoller, good friend. Did news for us on this show, but he had me up to his house in Evergreen, where he and his wife, Tish, live. And they said, we want to take you to visit a buddy of ours. And so they put us in the car, and they drove us all the way up Evergreen Mountain towards the top. And there was this house that had just been built, and there's this big chalet, beautiful home that overlooks Evergreen and Evergreen Lake and all that. And they gave us the tour. The guy was a builder, so he built his own house, and... Sure enough, you go up these big stairs to like the second floor, and you come up with this giant bookshelf that takes up like the whole side of this wall.
Yeah.
And right in the middle, you hit this little thing, bookshelf swings in.
Oh, yeah.
And it's an entire hidden wing to the house.
Whoa, he went all out.
It has like a bedroom, a bathroom, and then back behind there, more stairs that go up to a secret office.
Oh, that's so cool.
It was the best.
You're like a kid. You're like, do it again, do it again.
I didn't want to leave.
Oh, how neat.
Yeah.
What is
We've
it
had
about
people
that?
On the show before go, that's stupid. Why would you want a secret passage?
Well, and then that's the funny thing. That you have this secret passage, and it's just supposed to, you're only supposed to know. But then it's like every time somebody comes over, you're like, hey, check this out.
And I think I would be that way.
Uh-huh, I'd show it off every time. Not so secret anymore, is it?
Oh, that's funny. Yep. Eve, thank you for making us jealous. We appreciate that. And then, Jeremy, this one from Paul. He goes, hey, boys, our son is 6. And for some reason, my wife and I ended up talking yesterday about how old he can be before he's allowed to curse. We just wondered if you've talked about this on your show and if there's an average age when parents let their kids get away with it. Thanks for the show, Paul. We have talked about it. It's been a while.
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
Average age? Well, certainly not 6.
No, not 6. That's really young. Like, I mean, I'm kind of dealing with this in my house. I mean, we haven't had the conversation. It's like, you know, at 13, we're going to let them start cussing. This is the age they can start doing it. But, like, Reed, my son, is 9 and a half-ish. And every now and then, it'll slip. And 99% of the time, it's the S word. He'll say the S word. And a lot of times he'll repeat it. Like if I say something in the kitchen, like, oh, that's a load of blank. And then he'll go, ha, that is a load of blank. You know, and then we all have a good laugh, and majority of the time it's Nicole that says, you know, you can't, don't use those words, you're not supposed to talk like that, mm-hmm. don't talk like your dad, and I'm just still over there cracking up, because I think it's funny when those words come out of a little kid voice, you know?
So in other words, you're sending mixed messages.
I am sending mixed messages, because at 9, you should probably not be talking like that, but with me laughing, he's just egging him on to say it again and again and again. Now, I'm right. under the impression, too, like, I mean, we were all that age, and we were young, and I know what's going on out at recess with those kids. I pretty much know that Reed is probably cussing like a sailor when he's out with his buddies at recess. We all did. I had a filthy mouth in elementary school. But I didn't say it in front of my parents. Mm-hmm. So he's cussing. The kid is going to be cussing. Mm-hmm. I guess now the question is just when do you let him start doing it? In casual conversation, like if you're standing in line at the grocery store, he's like, oh, they're out of Juicy Fruit, you know, S word. And he's 9, you know, it's like, well, then you start putting boundaries on, well, you know, you say those words at home, you know,
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know what the right age is.
You know how I am about language. I want everybody to use the full palette of language. And so I'm that weirdo who doesn't understand why words are considered bad words. They're just different ways of expressing the same thing. Like if your son said poo, you wouldn't care.
Yeah, but it does, that poo doesn't sting as, it doesn't have as much potency as
that's what
the
I'm saying,
S
and
word.
I don't understand yeah. why there's that difference, because yeah. it brings the exact same visual
it's
image
the same
in a person's head. It explains the same thing. It's a different arrangement of letters. And so for me, I'm like, intellectually, I don't understand it. And I've had people write to me and say, Dom, I've heard you say that before, and you're an idiot, because that's where that's foul and children. I was like, okay, look, I'm not saying your beliefs are wrong.
Right.
Yeah, I respect the fact that parents don't want that.
It's
an
innocence thing for me.
It.
Like, stay young, stay innocent, don't talk like that, because it does make you look crude. And, like, it means, like, the F word, that is various forms that little kids should not be talking about or doing, you know? So the F word's like, ugh.
I will also tell you that, like, my stepdaughter has a fairly foul mouth for 18, but it's not gratuitous. In other words, she doesn't do it for shock value. She doesn't do it just all the time and just to try to get attention. She drops it in just like a well-schooled adult. She puts it in the right context, and that's why I like it.
It fits her, and it fits her personality.
Totally fits
Some
her personality.
Some people's personalities are like that. They just can use those words, and you're like, that is awesome. That is just you. It works for you.
Yeah. But I don't see it, like, for instance, working with Lila right now. I just
can't
see.
No, too young, kindergarten.
You're 6.
You don't want that.
Lila 5 or 6?
She's 6.
She's 5.
5. Oh, my God. How old is she? 5.
I know
five.
Your kids better
she's
than
five.
You. Well, we think they're your kids.
Yeah, she's 5.
5. And I don't see her doing that, but...
But pushing 10 years old.
Do you just allow certain, like, okay, what is the gateway word?
The S word.
I would think so.
Or no.
Or is the gateway word
damn.
The A word?
No, it's the D word, damn. Damn is this, you. That is just a taste of cussing. You spill something, damn.
Because it's not even that different.
It's not
from
darn.
It's one letter different from darn.
Correct.
One letter.
That's where you dip your toe into the cussing well, right there. And mm-hmm. then it's the S word, which is where I'm at with Reed. And yeah, I'm like, okay. I'm fine if he says it. Just don't say it a lot. Just sprinkle it in here and there. Mostly when mom's not around.
I do have a joke about kids cussing, if you ever want me to tell it on the radio.
Is it the S word one?
No.
No, okay. You want to tell it now? I know how you are when you got a joke teed up.
First thing we're going to do is we're going to open up phones. And if people want to talk about this, like the age that their child first blurted something out. And when did you start letting them do it without cracking down on them? What age?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about this note we got from listener Paul. He wrote to us on Facebook, and he said that He and his wife have started talking about their son, who's six, and they just randomly started talking about, well, how old is the average age when you start allowing kids to use colorful language? And Jeremy and I were talking about this, and he's talking about how his nine-year-old, Reed, is already dropping a few choice words.
Occasionally, he's testing the waters.
We're going to go to the phones. Those of you on hold, don't hang up. Jan, though, started us off writing in. She goes, boys, my daughter was 11 when she first dropped an F-bomb. I was so stunned that I just stared at her for like 10 seconds, and that made her so uncomfortable that I was just staring with my mouth open that she immediately apologized, and she didn't say anything like that again for a few years. She's 20 now, and we still laugh about it.
I'm so sorry.
Can you see your mom? When her mouth just open, just staring.
It just slipped.
And then Ben, now his dad did something interesting. Ben says, my dad's rule was that I could start cussing when I started working. If I was going out into the workplace like an adult, I could use adult words. He says, so I quickly got a job at 15.
That's when you really do want to start cussing. You cuss about your job and your coworkers and the work you have to do and going in and all day long.
So that's funny. Thank you for those notes. Let's jump on some calls quickly here. Barb has been patiently waiting. Hi, Barb. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Hi. So what do you say about this?
Okay, so I just have a story that in our house, when gas was passed, we would use the word toot.
Mm-hmm.
So all of my son's friends, of course, used fart.
Right.
So one day he says, Mom, is it okay if I say the F word? He was seven. And I said, absolutely not. That's disgusting. You will not say that word. And he looked at me and he goes, Mom, why are you getting so upset? I can't say fart.
Okay.
Said,
Oh, boy. Oh, those kids. Oh, jeez.
Barb, all right, get Barb. Off the phone. Have a fun day. Thank you for being on the show.
She had to be there.
Here's Nicole. Good morning, Nicole. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey.
All right, what do you want to add to this?
Well, I was going to say, I have a funny story from when my son was three and he came home and from visiting my parents, and my dad's very colorful with his language, and he used the F word in a very good sentence, and it was really hard to at some point, you know, stop myself from laughing and then tell him how inappropriate that is at three to say the F word.
That's the thing, is that you can't laugh about it, you know?
Right.
It just encourages it. But if it's well placed, you're kind of impressed.
But then when they got older in junior high and high school and they started using it, I always just told them, know your audience. Would you say that in front of your Mimi, which was my mother? Would you say that in front of her? They're like, no.
Oh, Mimi.
Know your audience. Yeah, know your audience.
Let me ask you something. Did the audience include you? Was it okay in front of you?
No. I used to teach preschool and did home daycare, so I never liked to hear my boys. My boys are both in the military now, so that ship has sailed. I never liked hearing it. So.
Yeah. So it's funny. I was talking with Josh, our producer, off the air during the commercial break, and we're very similar because neither one of us can still really cuss in front of our parents. I mean, granted, Josh is 25, I'm 40, but I don't like cussing in front of my parents at all. It's just like a respect thing, I guess. I don't do it a lot. My mom cusses more in front of me now than she ever did. I'm like, what happened to her?
I can vividly remember the one and only time I heard my mother use the F word, and the whole family was just done.
Oh, Mimi.
To silence. We were like, we were in big, big trouble at that point.
Right.
We were all like, oh, no.
I think my mom would rarely, maybe once a year. But when she did, it was the S word, and it would come out once. And that was something that we just all were like,
it was a sign. Shape up.
Yeah. Mom just said
that. When my mom would give the finger, she wouldn't even put her whole finger. It was like a crooked, bent finger.
There's
like
a pinky.
She couldn't quite bring herself.
And you just were like,
funny.
Oh, sorry. So.
I'm glad you called us, Nicole. Have a great weekend, okay?
See you later.
You too. Enjoy the fun weather we're going to have.
Yes. I know.
Go do an angel in the snow and be safe driving. Oh, it's good times. Thanks for your calls. Thanks for all your messages about this.